beginnt gerade da und es sagt es war bekommen dann sad beginnen mal beginnt das mal beginnt die mara packt er schon kommt zu schicken mit kimde schibe der move in der schibe so some say the word over here should say pierce a conscious so Rashi explains what does this mean it must a shira paitiki someone made a zaks in the paitiki wichtig ist berg die sagt über den misberg so it's going to move it from the schibe which this points up a lot of hektisch it's not only hektisch do other and something is kuli suchen all prohibitions in ruim lukaya that's fit to remove could go in it's la demilsum. Like for example, the cloak, the basua, misna, that they was really belonged to the wife, that they put over the dead husband, the yavamis, and the psalm of the vase. But kugain, for example, kuganamis, someone makes a neder, they pack up a pea that's wearing superstab no tesam a vase. In all these cases, the kimin sheesh le iser koich lochol shahachas. So today's comes to explain the svara. Since there is a moment of when the prohibition could take effect for one moment, so that's going to remove from the Shibud, and this is Rabbi's teaching. So Taisa says, "Rabbi lo tamei." Rabbi goes according to his reasoning that he says elsewhere, "The Amar Perkol Shom Pesachim of Lama Beis," that Malchay Mikan Labahu Gevu, that the creditor only collects from here on, and therefore it's not his yet. B'Shabbat Makdash Aleiva, and so the borrower could sanctify it. B'Sule Paka Betreifas Balchay, and therefore it's never removed, even when the Balchay comes to snatch it. Now that's all a Kedusha Guf. But a monetary sanctity, the paka or the pidyon, just like it could be removed through redemption, so paka nam b'chavis b'chayv. So then it will be removed also when the creditor comes to collect it. Like we find by a bought field, when the buyer who only has a temporary till yevil sanctifies it, it's going to go back to the original owner in the yevil. Yeshen kaich lehekdash b'kedushas damim, because there's no greater sanctity for the monetary sanctity, yosim in the makdash, more than the one who is being makdash. So the hektar is not greater than his rights, which is only till yevil, it's only temporary. So the chipaka koyach makdash, when the power of the one who sanctified it gets removed, which is in the yevil year, so paka koyach hektash, that removes also the power of hektash. And behind the time of the chametz, this is the same reason of chametz, going back to the idea that was mentioned before, behind the time of the shichur, that rabbi l'shitasai, that once it takes effect, it cannot be removed anymore, and therefore it the shibud is removed. Now, Vriva may be right. He brings a rhyme, Yerushalmi. The common Yerushalmi says, the limit sinu eved mishtacher. We don't find a slave that's freed, but chayzim mishtabed, then again he could be enslaved. Ubishaz, meaning that once it's done. And this is the idea that we're trying to bring. And from Taisa Svar. Ubishaz is chametz v'shichr. Now, at the time of the prohibition of chametz and shichr, haya chametz va eved v'shuz bailim, it was already in the possession of the owner of Sulei Paka, and therefore again, it's not removed later on. Now, says Taisa B'chal Hektish, now included in the this category the Hektish removed from Shibud, have a Kainamis, or Nadarim, or Vadava Makatz Lames, or something that was set aside for a dead person. Bechain, so too also Beisa Paitiki, let's say if someone made his house a place of collection, Shtach B'loi, and he bows down to it, making it forbidden as a way to Zara. B'chal Hektish, these are all included in the category of Hektish removing from Shibud. Ay, Vod Lechash Rava, so why didn't Rava consider a different case of Machar? Of a sale. Forget about hektish chametz v'shichr, selling something. Shemekia mivdei shibud, they removes from shibud. As ba'asa shay paitiki macharei, as we find, like if someone makes a zaks na paitiki and he sells like damal elik, the gemara previous in perikama in the first part, there'll be a lavan vase. So the reason is, says this mishum do lehava ketaima de'achrini. It's not the same thing as these other cases that we're bringing over here. The minadin lo mifke. Because it's not mikra locha that it's going to be removing it. Thereby selling is only because rabbinic injunction, mishum b'sei de lekuchah, it's only because of the loss of the buyers, less like kala because the word doesn't get out. Da asav da paitiki, because when someone makes a slave in the paitiki, the isle kala, that their word does get out. In macha bal chayiv, if the creditor sells it, government, they could collect from it. So that's only from rabbinic injunction. Or inami, or another pshat, you could say why it doesn't count in the other case. Rava doesn't count elehani tlas, only these three. Why these three? Because they're shenuyim b'mesnid oi b'raisa, because they're torn in mishnayis oi b'raisa. Weird so. So Taisa explains, the hektish, itmar b'raisa, we find by the b'raisa, the kainamis, which I said is included in the category of hektish. B'afal pi, in the Gemara, k'subas tap notesma beis, and b'shichr, we find, amasnitin da sheleach, which is in Gidnaf Memam Abayz. The Shulchan Sadin, at the primary halacha is, in Ebed Chayv Klum L'Rabbi, the master doesn't owe anything to his master when he gets freed, and even though there was a Shibud. And Mechametz, what do we find? That's a Masnin de Kosha, that's in the Mishnah, in Pesachim Nav Laman Abayz. The Nachri Shalva Sisrael Chemtzai, that when the non-Jew lends the Jew money on the Jew's chametz, achar Pesach matbana, if the Pesach is matbana, which this is the case of chametz, ma'itam mekmin lo, yeah, because we explained b'shehinah, it's like when they kept it by him, which is, but when it's not, so then it's going to be aser, the aser chametz is removing the shibur of the nachri. So hilkach lechash limnayis, so therefore they weren't concerned, rabba to count lo yisameis, not the prohibition that happens from a dead person, lo yisabai dezara, lo yisai kainamis, umech, all these other cases which he could have mentioned, also removed from shibud, because they weren't mentioned in Mishnah's Abraises, or the previous Teretz of Taisis, because those things only rabbinic, versus these are midaris. Next testament, we're going to words the Gemara, amul rabban le shibud the baal. The rabbis strengthened the lien that the husband has over his wife, more than regularly, right? But this time holds that not regarding the shibud of the husband. Now, Taisus halchav aplukta b'hachi. So this concept is, did they strengthen the shibud of baal? Is the subject of the machlekes as we bring over here with these tanoim? Now, paragraph of pin in the Gemara Ksuvah in the Testament Base, Amad the Gemara says the inkar namas mafkim the shibud of baal, that a neder will not remove from the shibud of the husband. Almo because they strengthen his shibud. So too over there on the Avinu Menalav Amol Rabban the shibud the isha. The Rabban strengthens the lien that a woman has. That is what the husband owes her, which mezayin ben yochaladira. He cannot make a neder for prohibiting her. The parach, the Gemara asks, we're giving the mishabla since he's dead to her. How could he make a neder? I but now the Mishnah came shani es lavicha b'chulu, and so we see that the Gemara presumes that we strengthen her shibud. It's thought to be vamas parak almana and some of them basically slit the milsa regarding the cloak. That laimon rabban the shibud the beisha. There they did not strengthen the shibud of the woman. Rather, we say the nesor comes forbidden keepers of mitzvah when they put it on the dead person. So did they strengthen her shibud or not? And same thing is regarding the husband. So it says, but tzarchalam, you have to say the yesh makaymis that there are certain places shetzarchal alam kayach habal v'kayach isha that they had to strengthen the strength of the husband and the woman. Yes, makamachem, but in other places, I mean, not everywhere did they. Sometimes they did, sometimes they didn't. Next says matzah begin with the gemara. May aymer says rishon yesh nebedin yamei yamayim. The first original owner who still has another 30 days, he has the halacha of a day or two. And he's only liable for the death of a slave. Because I mean, he holds that his rights of the utility is like owning the slave itself. Now, Taiz points out, even though we're going to knocking out his eye or his tooth, we said previously that the slave doesn't go out, not the man nor the woman. And even though the man has the kinyan peiros, we said because the husband has no right to free the ownership of the body that the woman owns. But then yom yamayim, regarding the halacha of the day or two shu'tachta, which when it's by him from the first original owner, v'yishal koch l'dois elaz malachti, he can force him to do his work. So who logic would tell us that yom yamayim that has the leniency of only being chai for 24-hour period? Ma'achad the kinyapeski can live dami because ultimately the rights that he has of his utility is like owning him. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Baruch Mefarshe explains the Remeya Nami Yitzchak b'Shin v'Ayin Leish. The current Remeyer also holds Kinya Peres Kekinya Guf Dami. So therefore, the slave would go out when the man knocks out the tooth in the eye of the slave because he has the Kinya Peres. What did he do before? So Gersinan, the Gers says actually V'Yibayim, if you want, you could say the Kula Alma Las Lutakon Stuvisha, that really no one holds of the takana of Usha. We've looked at the tanoi b'chulu, etc. Vahid iktani le'isha b'lay le'ish. What's the one that says that the woman that only goes out if the woman knocks out his tooth, not the man? That's Kribi Yehuda. Vahid iktani loy le'ish b'lay le'isha. Neither one of them. So that's Kribi Lazer. So that because we're bothered. What do you say? I thought the mayor would say would go out for the man. Well, that's a Kribi Lazer. The Maday says name einim din yom yimayim. That you're right. Both don't have the halacha of yom yimayim because the darsh he holds. It has to be designated for one person. But Eved, Avdoi, has to be designated to one of them. Eved Milogin, Miuchlish name. And the Eved Milog is not designated for either one of them. Shalzei Yesh Peres, Shalzei Yesh Guf. This one has the Peres, this one has the Guf. Neither one is called the owner. Vechulish name Yachad, Ein Mechel Machin. Even both of them together cannot sell him. So too they can't free him. And that's why we say, the leslu takana the usha. That's what we mean when we say that they don't have takana of usha. Meaning, what does that mean to say? And some girsayis have on the side meaning according to belasa. You could say the halacha is even if they hold the takana of usha, that fill a machush ne miyachad, even if they both sell it together, imachir klal, that there's no sale at all. Bemacher Isha in Eskarsha. If the woman sells it and she gets divorced, it's obvious I call it Isha, even though it all belongs to the woman now. In the Kev Klumba, the buyer has no rights. She's a Kishamacher, because when she did sell it, it's like someone selling something that's not his. There's a difference, not applicable at all, according to Belaza, to the kind of Usha. Why? Because Belaza doesn't need the kind of Usha to say, oh, so you know, that's that, like, we're strengthening the husband's rights. It's not applicable, it's only if, okay, if she sells it and she gets divorced, then it would go to the buyer, and that is Vemesa Habal Maitze, and that if she would die, that the husband would take it, because they gave it first to he's the first of the buyers, because but there's no buyers. So we don't need to Takanas Usha, because anyways, she can't sell to anyone. That's what you mean to say, that according to Belaza, there's no Takanas Usha. There it seems that the Mechira Yalav Meshichar, that selling, we learn that from emancipating. Because the Shechar Hukay Mechira, emancipating is like selling. And that's what comparing, that they can't do anything. Because the Imedin Yami Yamayim Yalav, if we learn that from that Allah, Amay Itzach Basamachay Meshichar Abdim Yuchalay, then why would you need to have this Drasha by freeing the Ebram Yuchalay if you already learn out the halacha v'yem yemayim, meaning which already tells us this halacha, so obviously we don't learn out from there to other places. We have a man and woman that are selling from the nixim alug, which Pesach Kondi says, well, so it doesn't work, but both partners are agreeing to the same thing. He says, no, it's not comparable to a regular partnership. Each one has all rights in half of it. So together they can sell the whole thing. But here, all of it, the physical part is acquired to her, and all the utility is acquired to him. And therefore, no one is designated, not in no whole part, not him, not her. So regarding this, you could say that when the Gemara talks about the slave owned by two different partners, shortly, that to one is the body belongs, and to one is the peiris. And you could say the same thing, meaning, because we're trying to say, what Toys is trying to explain is, so then, meaning, why wouldn't you go out of the beer? So it's trying to explain, yeah, it could be the same thing. No one has all the rights in it. And you have to say things in Kagan, like, hold on, if he gave all his money to one of the masters that owned him, but Vehimokabel get Shikhar. But he didn't get a document of emancipation. Leah is muta baschayin to be permitted in the baschayin. So it comes out that not the Eben, not the Odin, doesn't have a chelik miyuchloi, and therefore, it has the same type of halacha that no one could do anything because no one has any part of the whole Eved.